In fact, as it turns out, every traumatic shock event in politics for the past century, as an example, was the specific, conscious, planned operation of the highest level, most powerful bullies in the area. From the battleship Maine, blown up by American spies, presumably using Cuban frontmen, to the assassination of the Archduke, presumably arranged by the Hungarians using Serbian frontmen, to the Reichstag fire, obviously arranged by the Nazis using an allegedly communist frontman. Every single shock assassination, Patrice, Jack, Malcolm, Martin, Bobby, Jock, Walter, and the two or three dozen others of the era. Every shock event, Pearl Harbor, Hiroshima, and later on, the Hungarian manipulation provoking the Soviet invasion, 1956, U-2, 1960, Tonkin, 1964, the Czech Spring manipulation, again provoking a Soviet invasion, 1968, Iran hostage, 1980, KAL-007, 1983-84, Kuwait invasion, 1991-92, the Simpson case, 1993-94, AA-800 over the Long Island shore, 1996, that Yemen Navy bombing, 2000, the World Trade Center Pentagon mass murders, 2001-2002, the anthrax scare, 2001-2002, and whatever the Republicans and their allies, Israeli and otherwise, are going to put forth next in this run-up to the big 02 elections. Every single one, every big shock event, almost without exception, and perhaps without exception, is specifically planned, arranged, and implemented by the bullies among us who operate at the highest levels of the biggest spy agencies of the area, which very much includes those very media agencies themselves who are also ruled at the top by sociopathic bullies. Shock events are always presented by the media as just this random, lone, autonomous event until proven otherwise, while, in fact, they are fully aware that every last one of those politically significant traumatic shock events are, in fact, the specific, conscious, and deliberate plan of the most powerful spy agencies in the area. The Simpson murder. But the Simpson killing, how? I know very little about the case, having followed it almost not at all at the time. I know less about it than most people do, and I certainly have no special investigative information of any kind. However, just as a theorist, it seems obvious to me that Simpson would never have dared such a thing. Essentially, in effect, in broad daylight, that is, under what he knew would be under the major, constant, media Klieg lights, if he had not had prior assurances. The right wing needed to blanket the TV-watching public, the electorate, with no real truth, which means directly no cognition, in the year-long run-up to the 94 elections. And I presume that Simpson was assured that if he'd play his part and play his cards just right, then the right wing assured him that he would receive the most powerful legal, media, and jurors community support that the biggest of the big money and spy agency connections could arrange. Simpson played his part, played his cards right, and indeed, the reactionaries came through, got what they wanted through their media, and paid off Simpson through their powerful spy provocateur connections throughout the black community. For me, historically speaking, as a theorist, it just seemed like, and seems like, the most obvious thing in the world. Again, every big, devastating shock event, almost without exception, and again, perhaps without exception, is specifically planned, arranged, and implemented by the highest level bullies among us, who, operating at the highest levels of the biggest spy agencies of the area, have arranged and continue to arrange every single one. I know of no exceptions. How about a hurricane? Or a volcano? Or a tsunami? Okay, there might be some traumatic mass events of a climatological nature. Maybe. I said maybe. That really are just one of those things, so to speak. Maybe. But the 99% of public traumatic events are not autonomous events at all, but are specifically arranged by the bullies of the biggest, most influential spy agencies. There's an old joke from my generation, the 60s, which I think I remember seeing in a movie from that period. Z, I think it was called. It was about the then-current violent and extremely ugly coup d'etat in Greece. At one point in the film, two hunted gentlemen are discussing the source of the coup, and one comments, "Always blame the CIA. Even when you're wrong, you're right." Meaning, of course, that if you peel back the front men, you'll always find, as the high-level planners and manipulators, the biggest and most vicious spy and propaganda agencies in the world, namely, headed up by the CIA. Everyone took it as a great joke. Always blame the CIA. Even when you're wrong, you're right. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha. But for myself, as a political theorist, I didn't take it as a joke. I mean, after I got through chuckling, I realized it's a pretty darn good general rule of thumb. In the years since, of course, I've come to understand that it's not a good rule of thumb at all. It is almost a 100% rule. Except these days, the manipulations have become so boastfully obvious that when one presumes that any traumatic shock event is the result of the planning of the big spy agencies, it's almost hard to be wrong in any way at all. In fact, the 95% default is political trauma shocks are arranged by the highest level consortium of bullies. The fact that the bully-run media plays each event as though the default were, well, just some weird, lone, autonomous, out-of-the-blue event. Life just must be just basically evil. It's so stupid. The fact that the bully-run media plays each event that way is obviously the most vicious terror operation of all. When they played Patrice's assassination as Darkie Troubles, they were specifically arranging Kennedy's assassination. When they played the Kennedy assassination as just some lone freak thing, they were specifically arranging Malcolm's. When they played Malcolm's as a local Muslim dispute, they were specifically arranging Martin's. When they played that as just some angry cracker's fault, they were specifically arranging Bobby's. They were not accessories after the fact. They were fully conscious and deliberate planners and implementers of the next one. Murder in the first degree. Treason, capital crimes, sociopaths. Every time. Even though it is reasonable to investigate each specific case, to see if it is among the 95% or whatever, even though, right from the start, indeed long before the start, every publisher, every broadcaster, every editor, every even slightly alert academic and administrator, every major financier knows, specifically knows, that every such event is specifically arranged by the largest and most powerful spy or secret police agencies in the area.